Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Africa should not be viewed merely as a source of raw materials but a continent that leads in value creation and sustainable growth. Prime Minister concludes his successful five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to chair 27th Eastern Zonal Council meeting in Ranchi today. IMD issues orange alert for heavy rain in Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Bidarbh region during the next 2 days. Novak Djokovic reaches a record 14th Wimbledon semi-final, faces Jannik Sinner next. And in women's cricket, India beat host England by 6 wickets in the 4th T20 International to seal 5-match series 3-1. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Africa must not be viewed merely as a source of raw materials, but as a continent that must lead in value creation and sustainable growth. Addressing the Namibian Parliament, Mr. Modi reiterated India's strong support for the African Union's Agenda 2063, particularly its industrialization goals. He reaffirmed India's commitment to deepening collaboration in key sectors such as defense and security.
Africa must lead in value creation and sustainable growth. That is why we fully support Africa's Agenda 2063 for industrialization. We are ready to expand our cooperation in defense and security. India values Africa's role in world affairs. We championed Africa's voice during our G20 presidency, and we proudly welcome the African Union as a permanent member of the G20.
Calling for collective action, the Prime Minister urged African nations to build a future not through power but through partnership while preserving their indigenous identities. He said India is deeply concerned about the Global South and believes in growing together with the world, not just individually.
Bharat aaj apne vikas ke saath hi duniya ke sapno ko bhi disha de raha hai. Aur isme bhi hamara zor Global South par hai. In the 20th century, India's independence lit a spark, one that inspired freedom movements across the world, including here in Africa.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed 2 MOU in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the setting up of the Entrepreneurship Development Centre in Namibia and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. 3 major announcements were also made during the visit on launching the digital payment system in Namibia later this year and entry of Namibia to the global initiatives led by India, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI and the Global Biofuel Alliance. Addressing the media on the sidelines of the visit, Secretary Eastern Region in the Ministry of External Affairs, Damu Ravi, said a gamut of issues were discussed during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Modi and Namibian President Netambo Nandi Ndaitwa in Windhoek yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the visit marks a new beginning in India-Namibia partnership.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Namibia marked the conclusion of his five-nation tour and represented a historic moment in India-Namibia relations. The visit of PM to this resource-rich South African country came nearly after 3 decades and it witnessed significant milestones, particularly in enhancing cooperation in areas of healthcare, digital infrastructure and capacity building. It reinforced India's commitment to supporting Namibia while advancing India's broader engagement with Africa. Prime Minister Modi was accorded a ceremonial reception and a guard of honor upon his arrival in Windhoek, the capital city. He received a warm welcome from the Indian diaspora, whose efforts in preserving Indian culture abroad was warmly acknowledged and appreciated by PM. During his stay, the PM also paid tribute to Namibia's founding father, Sam Nujoma, at the National Heroes Acre in Windhoek, a gesture that underscored the mutual respect between the two nations. In recognition of his efforts to strengthen India-Namibia ties, Prime Minister Modi was also conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award. Overall, the visit significantly advanced India's Global South policy and elevated India's soft power presence in Africa, particularly through collaborative initiatives in health, technology and education. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Windhoek.
Prime Minister has since left for New Delhi after concluding his visit to Namibia. This is Akashwani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 27th Eastern Zonal Council meeting in Ranchi today. The meeting will be attended by 70 delegates from four eastern states, Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha and West Bengal. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, Deputy CM Parvati Parida, Minister Mukesh Mahalingam will represent Odisha, Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will represent Bihar and West Bengal will be represented by Minister Chandrika Bhattacharya in the meeting. Hemant Soren, Chief Minister of Jharkhand, along with Chief Secretary, Home Secretary DGP and other officials will represent Jharkhand. We have more from a correspondent.
The Eastern Zonal Council meeting will address various issues including the swift investigation of sexual offence cases and the establishment of fast-track special courts for quick resolution. More than 20 agendas have been prepared by the state government to discuss strengthening sectors like education, health, electricity, urban planning and the cooperative system. Meanwhile, Jharkhand government will also seek restoration of security-related expenditure funding in 14 districts that were earlier classified as left-wing extremism affected but have since been removed from the list, leading to discontinuation of SRE support to the state. The issues of sharing of assets and liabilities with Bihar and water sharing with West Bengal are also likely to be discussed in the meeting. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has underscored the need for non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, to integrate governance, risk management and customer protection as part of the core beliefs and ethics. Addressing the NBFC Symposium 2025 in New Delhi, the Finance Minister said, as the NBFC model matures, the focus on risk management should increase. Ms. Sitharaman highlighted that the fundamentals of the NBFC sector are underpinned by strong capital buffers, robust interest margins and earnings, and low levels of impairment.
NBFC's fundamentals has been underpinned by strong capital buffers, robust interest margins, and earnings and low levels of impairment. Asset quality has shown steady recovery, particularly since the pandemic, with NBFC sector's gross NPAs having steadily declined from 6.4% in March 2021 to reach the current level of 3% in March 2025.
In a major recruitment push, Indian Railways has issued over 9,000 appointments in the first quarter of the financial year 2025-26 and plans to offer over 50,000 jobs by the end of the fiscal year. We have more from a correspondent.
Since November 2024, the Railway Recruitment Board's RRBs have conducted computer-based tests, CBTs, for over 1.86 crore candidates across seven different notifications, covering a total of 55,197 vacancies. The large-scale examinations are part of a broader recruitment calendar that has so far announced 1.08 lakh vacancies since 2024. Railways also plans to extend its recruitment efforts into the next financial year with another 50,000 appointments expected to be made in financial year 2026-27. Conducting computer-based tests at such scale is a complex logistical operation. In a move to ease the process for candidates, the Railways has taken the initiative to assign exam centers closer to candidates' places of residence. To uphold transparency and fairness, the Railways has introduced Aadhaar-based eKYC authentication for candidate verification. Additionally, 100% deployment of electronic jammers has been ensured at all exam centers to prevent cheating through electronic devices. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for the weather update. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Bidar for the next 2 days. The weather agency has forecast heavy to moderate rainfall over northern and eastern parts of the country. These include Jammu, Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and East Uttar Pradesh today, while East Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till the 15th of this month. Over Northeast India, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are likely to witness similar weather conditions through the next 6 days. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall conditions over Kerala and coastal Karnataka today. Meanwhile, monsoon showers lashed Delhi yesterday evening, providing relief from the humidity. Waterlogging and traffic disruptions were reported in several localities as a result of the heavy downpour. Meanwhile, Delhi International Airport has issued passenger advisory owing to heavy downpour in Delhi NCR region. It has asked them to consider alternative modes of transport, including Delhi Metro, to reach the airport and avoid potential delays. Delhi Airport said for the latest flight information, passengers advised to contact the respective airlines. It said all flight operations at Delhi Airport are currently normal. On to sports. In Wimbledon tennis, Novak Djokovic won a testing battle against Flavio Cobolli to reach a record 14th men's Wimbledon semi-final of the men's singles. We have more from a correspondent.
The Serb defeated Italian Flavio Cobolli 3-1 at the All England Club yesterday. Djokovic will next face world number 1 Jannik Sinner of Italy in the semi-final clash. Meanwhile, Carlos Alcaraz will take on US 5th seed Taylor Fritz in the other semi-final tomorrow. In women's singles, world number 1 Iga Swiatek reached her first Wimbledon semi-final by defeating Lyudmila Samsonova. She will face Belinda Bencic of Switzerland. In cricket, Indian women's team defeated host England by 6 wickets in the 4T20 International at Emirates Old Trafford to seal the 5-match series 3-1 last night. Batting first, England managed 126 for 7 in their 20 overs. In reply, India chased down the target in just 17 overs for the loss of 4 wickets. In Test cricket, India and host England will clash in the third test of the 5-match Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Lord's this afternoon. Speaking ahead of the match in a press briefing in London, vice-captain Rishabh Pant said it's going to be a good contest as Jofra Archer is coming back after a long break.
Personally, whenever I step on the field, I always enjoy my cricket and try to give my 200%. Not particularly about any individual, just being on the field. Yes, it's going to be a good contest always.
In archery, India guaranteed at least one medal as the women's compound team advanced to the final of the Madrid Archery World Cup Stage 4 in Spain yesterday. The Indian trio of Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Prithika Pradeep and Parneet Kaur will next face Chinese Taipei in the final. With Sayukta Yadav's report, Chirag Jha Sports Desk.
Now on to some international news. US President Donald Trump has announced a fresh round of tariffs on imports from 8 nations: Brazil, Sri Lanka, Algeria, Iraq, Libya, the Philippines, Moldova and Brunei. These tariffs will come into effect on August 1st. Brazil got the highest tariff rate of the bunch at 50%. As mentioned in the letter sent by President Trump to leaders of these nations, US will impose a 30% tariff on goods imported from Sri Lanka, Iraq, Algeria and Libya. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Abhishek. India, Namibia bolster ties, sign pacts on defense, critical minerals, reports Tribune. India played key role in bringing our FATF report on terrorist financing, informs The Hindu. Two IAF pilots killed as Jaguar training jet crashes in Churu village, states The Times of India. India-born Sabi Khan named Apple COO, reports Financial Express. UAE denies reports on new golden visa, writes The Economic Times. Delhi gridlocked after downpour floods streets, says Hindustan Times. Vande Bharat takes spotlight at World Expo, reports The Pioneer. Government moves to mobilize support for Justice Yashwant Verma's impeachment, says The Statesman. And finally, 34 million rupees to restore Dilip Kumar and Raj Kapoor's Pakistan house, says The Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Africa should not be viewed merely as a source of raw materials, but a continent that leads in value creation and sustainable growth. Prime Minister concludes his successful five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to chair 27th Eastern Zonal Council meeting in Ranchi today. IMD issues orange alert for heavy rain in Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha region for the next 2 days. Novak Djokovic reaches record 14th Wimbledon semi-final, faces Jannik Sinner next. And in women's cricket, India beat host England. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.